Senate District 12 includes Waikiki, Kaka'ako, and parts of Makali and Mo'ili'ili. The district is ground zero for high-rise residential development.
Hey, how's there, brother?
Incumbent Democrat Rickwood Galuteria is sign-waving on the corner of Ward Avenue and Kapi'olani Boulevard. He's seeking re-election to a third term.
I'm very proud of my voting record. I'm proud of what Kaka'ako is becoming and can be. And I'm on record that I am about balanced development.
Republican opponent Chris Letham is running in his first political race, sign-waving on the sidewalk on Ala Moana Boulevard. Letham says Galuteria is all about special interests and was on the Office of Hawaiian Affairs payroll.
We all know now that he was getting a salary from Robert K. Lindsay under one of his corporations between $50,000 and $100,000 a year. And of course he's helping OHA, but he's not helping us.
But Galuteria, who served as majority leader last session, says the accusation is not true and Letham knows better.
He didn't tell you, by the way, that he took it to the Ethics Commission and they ruled against him. The ethics complaint that was lodged against me was ruled unsubstantial and we ride on our record, period.
Letham says he would serve the community better and would not have introduced legislation to allow OHA to build residential high-rises on the ocean side of Ala Moana Boulevard.
He has vowed and committed himself to building residential towers on Kaka'ako Makai, on the oceanfront area. Nobody wants him there except for OHA. You know, he's doing their bidding, and I think this is a no-brainer for voters.
But Galuteria says he would do it again and is proud of the OHA legislation.
I'm Filipino-Portuguese and I'm Hawaiian. So I want to see the native Hawaiians prosper in our homeland. So I make no bones about the fact that, yes, I indeed advanced legislation, authored a part of that legislation that called for the development on the Makai.
Republican Letham says he plans to spend about $15,000 for three district mailings and would like to debate the incumbent so he can tell him what constituents think.
Why would you insist on putting forth an agenda, working against the very people and the very community that you were elected to represent, the people of Kaka'ako and Waikiki? I think he has let them down.
Democrat Galuteria says he will spend twice that amount for four mailings, and he's not taking anything for granted. But he says his opponent is exhibiting a sense of desperation.
It is not unusual for opposition to throw whatever they can up on the wall, and whatever sticks is where they're going to go. And so this particular 11th hour shenanigans is nothing we're not ready for.
There are more than 15,000 regular voters in Senate District 12, requiring a candidate to receive at least 7,500 votes or more to win. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.